This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. It's great to have you listening this morning. Have you planned your summer vacation yet? It might surprise you to learn that there are people overseas who are already plotting their vacations for next year. A major international conference playing out in Chicago this weekend could determine whether people end up visiting New York or Wisconsin on their Great American Road Trip in 2015 or beyond. The event is called IPW, powered by U.S. Travel, and it stands to play a significant role in our region's ability to attract international tourists. Malcolm Smith is general manager of IPW. We reached him by phone. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So set the stage for us. What is the significance of IPW to the travel landscape in this country?
Yeah, absolutely. IPW literally brings the world to America. It brings together more than 1,000 U.S. travel suppliers from all over the United States to meet with more than 1,300 domestic and international travel buyers. These are tour operators and wholesalers, as well as about 500 journalists to come together for 5 days in Chicago. Opportunity to see the local area, to get together and do a trade show where they're doing 20-minute back-to-back appointments. But the real key is during this time, they're going to be negotiating and contracting for about $4.7 billion of future travel to the United States.
Well, and you say they have these back-to-back meetings with the travel providers. It almost sounds like, in a strange way, sort of a speed dating event, only you're setting up potential tourists with potential places they might visit.
That's correct. Unlike a typical trade show where a travel buyer, tour operator, wholesaler might just be walking the floor looking for what might catch their interest, this show there's a lot of pre-marketing done. So over the past 3 weeks or so, exhibitors such as the Wisconsin Department of Tourism, they're deciding who they want to meet with and from what markets. Perhaps it's the UK, Germany, or China that is the market they're going after, as well as those international buyers are looking to see what new destinations they want to meet with, what hotels, attractions they want to meet with. And then it's pre-scheduled via computer process. So when they arrive in Chicago and get to McCormick Place, they will have 20-minute appointments, literally back-to-back. There'll be a total of about 90,000 appointments over 3 days that when they sit down, the international buyer, this travel supplier, they're ready to conduct business. It's not just an introductory meeting because they've already done a little bit of that background. They're talking about future rates, how many international travelers from their market they're going to bring to the U.S. and to these particular destinations. And they're talking about rates and product that they're going to feature for 2015 and 2016. So it's a very future booking event.
You mentioned there are also a lot of journalists that come to this, and presumably they're the people that are going to be influencing the average traveler who's still making up their mind about where they might go in 2015 or 2016.
Absolutely. But we have quite a few consumer publications and freelance journalists who are coming to the show. And that's precisely what they're doing. They're looking for new destinations, unique product, unique attractions, unique maybe out-of-the-way destinations. It's a really good opportunity sometimes for perhaps the non-gateway destinations to position themselves and get that attention. And from that, they also get the interest of the consumer internationally as well as the international buyer. If they see that a destination is being featured a lot in consumer publications, that tour operator in the market is going to want to take advantage of that and make sure that they're offering travel product to that destination.
Well, and you mentioned the idea of gateway destinations. This is the first time, if I'm not mistaken, first time in 16 years the event has been to Chicago, and presumably it has not been to Milwaukee in the interim. Is there more convincing to be done for international travelers to get them interested in destinations aside from those on the coasts?
You know, there is. And in fact, if you think of the size of Chicago, it's, I believe, the third largest city in the country. But yet on international arrivals, they're number nine. So Mayor Emanuel in Chicago has made travel and tourism a major platform to grow the industry. He's really embraced it and understands that international travel to the U.S. is a $140 billion industry and wants to make sure that his city is getting its fair share. So actually, it was him and CHU Chicago, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, who really got together and wanted to make sure that this show came back to Chicago. Last year, the show was in Las Vegas, which is a very well-known international destination. It's a destination with a lot of marketing dollars. It has a lot of partners in hotels and resorts with a lot of marketing dollars. Yet when we surveyed the buyers and asked them because of their participation at IPW in Las Vegas, 65% of them said they were planning to feature and book more and send more travelers to Vegas from their experience. So if you think of that model where a very well-known international destination, by having the buyers there experiencing the restaurants, staying in the hotels, seeing the shows firsthand, what an impact that made, I think Chicago and the whole Great Lakes region is seeing the value of having all these buyers literally on site and experiencing their product firsthand as well.
Would you imagine the stakes are even higher for an area like Chicago and the Great Lakes, since perhaps international travelers don't know those areas as well?
Yeah, I think it's a great opportunity. So absolutely, it's a fantastic opportunity. You know, hopefully Chicago goes and does this rotation more than every 16 years. I think you've seen, again, Chicago and the Great Lakes region in general, some of the other states around the area, too, who are putting more money into the international marketing, again, because the international traveler is a very lucrative traveler. When you look at the average spending for an international traveler, they spend an average of $4,500 per person and stay an average of 17 days. So it is, if you look at Chicago as the gateway, and if the travelers are following that pattern, that's a lot of opportunity to get into Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and the surrounding areas. Most travelers aren't going to stay in just one location for 17 days. So tremendous opportunity for the whole region.
What can you tell us about the relative health of international travel in 2014?
International travel has been on a major recovery since 2010. We set a record international arrivals in 2010 of 60 million international travelers, which was a fantastic mark because the U.S. had lost market share for the previous 10 years to other long-haul destinations. But since 2010, we've been on a steady incline, and each year since then, and again in 2013, set a record visitation of 69 million international travelers. The forecast from the Department of Commerce, International Trade Administration, is for 2014 to be nearly 72 million. So it's continuing to increase. Again, the overall spend of these international travelers is in the neighborhood of $140 billion. We're seeing more destinations, understanding that international travel is a tourism export. It's international people coming, literally depositing their money in our hotels, attractions, restaurants, gas stations. And then when their vacation is done, they're leaving. It's a really, really fantastic model. The rest of the world has understood it and embraced it for a very long time, and it's nice to see that the United States, as well as our destinations, are really focusing on this market as well.
Well, what parts of the world is growth happening fastest? Where are travelers coming to the United States from that maybe hadn't been the case in years past?
Yeah, we're seeing what's nice with this growth that we're seeing is coming from both established markets as well as emerging markets. Which is very exciting because for a lot of destinations, the tried and true markets, the UK, Germany, France, are still very important to them. Chicago in particular, and I think the whole Great Lakes region, is in a unique position because of Chicago O'Hare International Airport has such tremendous airlift, again, both to these established markets and to the emerging markets, primarily being Brazil and China. Those are some really, really interesting markets to watch. But the top overseas destinations, the UK, Japan, Germany, Brazil, China, France, Korea. So again, a good mix of new markets as well as established markets.
Well, very interesting stuff, and sounds like a remarkable opportunity for Chicago and all the way up through Milwaukee and Wisconsin.
Absolutely. We're looking forward to welcoming the world to the Great Lakes region.
Malcolm Smith, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Malcolm Smith is the general manager of IPW. The International Travel Conference runs tomorrow through next Wednesday in Chicago. A major grant goes to studying the science of virtue. We'll learn what the science of virtue is actually about when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.